Pandemics are as much about societies as they are about science. Systemic inequities are a thumb on the scale of outcomes, tilting the balance of who gets sick, who gets well, who gets tested, and who gets overlooked. And nowhere is this more evident than in the challenges coronavirus poses to people who are homeless and those who work with them. From KJZZ's Arizona Science Desk, Nicholas Gerbus reports.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact.
For millions of Americans, everything experts say to do right now, keep healthy, maintain social distance, wash hands obsessively, and, of course, stay home, is simply not possible.
There is no way to shelter in place when you don't have housing.
Dr. Margot Kuschel of University of California, San Francisco, says roughly half of people experiencing homelessness are aged 50 or older. But that's only part of what makes them especially vulnerable to coronavirus.
Our research has shown that people who are 50 and older or homeless have health conditions that make them much more similar to people in their 70s and 80s in the general population.
They also have higher rates of heart and lung disease, diabetes, HIV, and other illnesses, all while receiving no regular medical care.
Homeless individuals have a very high prevalence of the very same comorbid conditions that create increased risk for poor outcomes. So even if they're younger, they're more at risk.
Meanwhile, staying clean and fed grows harder during shutdowns, when shuttered businesses no longer provide sources of soap and water, and panhandling prospects dry up. Nor can people remain socially distant.
People may sleep in groups or alone, but come together frequently, for instance, to find food where they may gather in large groups.
That further challenges already overcrowded shelters.
There have been major shelter outbreaks thus far in Seattle, Boston, San Francisco, New York City, Dallas, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Toronto, Bangor, Maine, and other places.
Amy Schwabenlinder is executive director at Maricopa County's Human Services Campus, which works with 15 other nonprofit and governmental organizations to help single adults find permanent, safe, affordable housing. The campus's 20 access points see nearly 11,000 people each year and 800 per day. In addition to handling coordinated entry for Maricopa County, they now must mitigate the spread of coronavirus.
It's really about who would be more likely to die if they contracted COVID-19. And that's really changed the dynamic.
From masks and medical screenings to the ways people are fed and housed, everything now revolves around the virus.
That is front and center right now and is literally the first thing we address.
And that calls for staff they don't have. Philanthropic Aid has funded some temp employees, but as low-income workers, many are themselves a few paychecks away from becoming clients, at a time when finding housing is especially difficult.
It was already challenging because of the marketplace and not having enough affordable housing for everybody, and now it has slowed down further.
On the positive side, Schwabenlinder says this crisis has brought organizations closer together. Linda Ross, CEO of Circle the City, agrees.
We all have a common goal and a common mission, and we're talking, you know, all the time.
As Maricopa County's healthcare provider for people experiencing homelessness, Circle the City has pivoted a bit more easily than some partner organizations.
So our respite services are still intact. We're still seeing people at our clinics. We're still doing outreach through our mobile medical units.
They also have added a 10-bed isolation dorm for COVID-19 positive clients and furnished air-conditioned tents for those awaiting test results.
We have portable hand-washing stations, portable toilets, portable bathrooms.
But workers cannot force clients to follow guidelines, a fact further complicated by the high prevalence of behavioral health issues among the population.
We recognized we had to ensure that we had somebody there who was really talking through it with patients, and that has really worked well, actually.
Gaps in the social safety net are also gaps in disease surveillance. In truth, we have no idea how many people experiencing homelessness have coronavirus, and that makes it a social problem as much as a medical one.
There is no medicine as powerful as housing. This is even more true today than it is always.
It's been said the coronavirus exposes the cracks in our society and makes a compelling case for mending them. Either way, experts agree we cannot grapple with COVID-19 without contending, too, with the expanding crisis of homelessness. Nicholas Gerbus, KJZZ News, Phoenix.